1 Kings chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord Jehovah, she came to test him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bore spices, and very much gold, and precious stones. And when she had come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon answered all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he did not tell her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their clothing, and his cupbearers, and his stairway by which he went up to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. Nevertheless, I did not believe the words, until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And, truly, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceeds the fame which I heard. Your men are blessed, your servants are blessed, who stand continually before you, and who hear your wisdom. Blessed is the Lord Jehovah, your God, who delighted in you, to set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord Jehovah loved Israel forever, therefore he made you king, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold. About 9,072 pounds, 4,116 kilograms, and of a very great store of spices, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And also the navy of Hiram, that brought gold from Ophir, India. Brought in from Ophir, India. Great plenty of almug trees, and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord Jehovah, and for the king's house, harps also and lyres. Stringed instruments. For singers. No such almug trees have come, nor have been seen to this day. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she returned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. About 50,350 pounds, 22,844 kilograms. Besides that he had of the merchantmen, and of the traffic of the spice merchants, and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold. About 15 pounds, 6.8 kilograms. Went to one large shield. And he made 300 smaller shields of beaten gold, 3 pounds of gold. About 2 kilogram went to one smaller shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Furthermore, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne had a round back. And there were supports on each side on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the supports. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was nothing like it made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. Silver was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. Because the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years the navy of Tarshish came, bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth looked to Solomon, to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And every man brought his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and clothes, and armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen. And he had 1,400 chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he distributed in the cities for chariots, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king caused silver to be as plentiful in Jerusalem as stones, and he caused cedars to be as abundant as the sycamore trees that are in the valley. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, about 15 pounds, 6.8 kilograms. And a horse for 150 of silver, about 3.8 pounds, 1.7 kilograms. And so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, they brought them out by their means.